Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by our esteemed sheriff, Marty Argenbright, going to be talking about the latest developments in the prospect of a new jail here in the county, as well as a couple of other reminders, as we've got River Ruckus coming up this weekend, and that corn is getting pretty tall. So, Marty, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me. I just want to talk about a few things today. Where we're at with the new jail, and I've been meeting with the supervisors every week. We'll continue to do that. We recently are trying to get a needs and assessment started so we can see what it's going to take, what we need to do. My jail, or our jail, Guthrie County Jail, is full, even going into River Ruckus. Hopefully we don't have any problems at this weekend, and we don't have to bring anyone in here. That's what we always hope for. River Ruckus is here this weekend, and we want everyone to have a good time, but be safe and be careful about what you do. And if you're drinking alcohol, or please do not drive. That's what we ask the public to be aware of. And we're going to have the State Patrol is going to be there, and we'll be there. So hopefully it'll be a good weekend. It is good for the county, and to have River Ruckus, people have a good time, and that's what we want.
Yeah, and going off of the needs assessment proposal, what are you hoping to maybe see a couple months down the road when it's completed? What are you hoping that they may find? And do you have a favorite recommendation?
On the needs and assessment for the jail is what this company, Shive Hattery, has done for. They've built 20-some jails. They know how to get it started, and needs assessment will see how many inmates we need to hold, how big the jail will be, what we need to do, whether we build it here, whether we build it, onto the courthouse, or have to move to a different location. I'd prefer to have it here with the courthouse, just for the convenience of being together.
Absolutely. So that will be in the coming weeks. That will be developed. And Marty, you also got some new equipment and vehicles coming in and out. What's been the recent updates that you've made as far as the summer is concerned?
All right. So I did have a vehicle that we use for transport, to transport inmates to prison, or to go pick up inmates that have been picked up in another county. That vehicle has 130,000 miles on it, so we put in a new transmission before on it, and I did trade that out with a good used vehicle from another department, and we just got that, so we'll use that for transport. I was able to get a good price for the trade-in and a good price for this, so it'll last us for several years.
Catching up since a couple of weeks ago when the unfortunate incident in Panora with Officer Rock Armstrong involved. Officer Armstrong's been cleared to come back to duty. Your thoughts on the investigation, how that all went?
Yeah, it was, all investigated, and I think it was a pretty cut and dried case as far as the way it went, and the DCI and county attorney and everyone that was involved investigated as much as and as well as they could, and it's something that we don't ever want to have to deal with, but it does happen, and it did happen, so everyone did their job, and I'm happy that the police and anybody else that was involved with it came home, and they were home at night, and they were safe.
And Marty, just a couple other things here. We're starting to see that corn pop up real tall. Any reminders for drivers out there when coming across those fields?
Right. Out on the gravel where there's controlled or uncontrolled intersections, everyone needs to stop at the stop signs. And you can even roll your windows down and listen to see if there's someone coming. Make sure you ease out there and make sure it's clear and no one's coming from any direction that could hit you. Even when it's uncontrolled or no stop signs for anyone, everyone at a four-way or a two-way, they need to slow down and be careful when they pass through there. Also, we have a bikes trail goes through our county. The motorists need to be aware of bikes coming through. You cannot see them because of the tall corn. So just slow down when you know there's a bike trail coming through across the gravel, and all the bicyclists that are on the trail need to use their caution and stop signs. Stop, that means stop, and you know, just be safe out there for everyone.
Marty, anything else you want to let the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio know about?
No, I just, you know, if you ever are out, you see something or you hear about something, please call. I use the citizens of Guthrie County to provide us information, and you're out there, you see things that we can't. So please call the sheriff's office if you have any information or you have concerns, and you're always welcome to stop in and see me in my office.
Once again, that's our sheriff for Guthrie County, Marty Argenbright, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Everybody be safe out there this weekend for River Ruckus and have a great time. Marty, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and have a good week.
You too. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.